Retirement's more than just a matter of figuring out how to live well in those golden years. There's a steep price tag to retirement. It's a cost that many countries have barely begun to grapple with. The demographics are daunting. Over the next two decades, the number of Americans over 65 will double. And for the first time in history, seniors will outnumber children under five. So, just as all the baby boomers sail off into retirement, the active workforce, the people who actually need to pay for all those Social Security benefits, will shrink as a percentage of the overall population. Let's face it, that's a recipe for financial chaos, which is why novelist Christopher Buckley wrote his satire Boomsday. It tells the story of a runaway piece of legislation urging boomers to commit voluntary suicide for tax incentives. Buckley read an excerpt for Steve Paulson.
Thank you, Wendy Wong in Washington, for that report on the deteriorating economic situation. In Florida today, another attack on a gated community by youths protesting the recent hike in the Social Security payroll tax. Several hundred people in their 20s stormed the gates of a retirement community in the early hours this morning. Residents were assaulted as they played golf. Demonstrators seized carts and drove them under water hazards and bunkers. Others used spray paint and garden implements to write slogans on the greens. One such message, gouged into the 18th green, read, "Boomsday Now." The word refers to the term economists use for when the first of the nation's 77 million so-called baby boomers began to retire with full Social Security benefits. The development has put a tremendous strain on the system that in turn has sent shockwaves through the entire U.S. economy. A maintenance worker at the golf course said it might be, quote, weeks before residents were able to play golf.
That is good. I would think it would be almost impossible to write a funny novel about the looming problems of paying for Social Security. Whatever made you want to take on this subject?
Well, I like a challenge. When you think Social Security, you don't immediately slap your thigh and double over. But, you know, I like to write about, or I tend to write about things that I suppose get me angry, and the government's continuing fumbling of the ball and passing along all this debt to future generations. I have young kids, and they're going to be paying these Social Security bills for our retiring boomer generation. So I thought, well, let's try to take that on. Again, the trick is finding the satire in it. In the conceit of Boomsday, this novel, is this young woman who has a personal reason to be angry about the prior generation doing this to her generation. And she sort of mischievously proposes via a senator whom she's befriended that one way to solve the Social Security problem would be for the government to incentivize suicide for retiring baby boomers. So if you kill yourself at 65, you get a, you know, a big tax relief passage. If you,
I guess you don't get it yourself, but it's passed down to your
descendants.
Well,
the estate, you know, it can conveyed to your children. So this senator who's ambitious and running for president proposes it. And, you know, Washington being Washington, it starts as an absurdity and then becomes sort of more and more plausible. Of course, it doesn't happen in the end. It's a little bit, I emphasize, I'm not in any way comparing myself with Jonathan Swift, but you remember his modest proposal that the poor of Ireland solve their hunger problems by eating their children.
But what you're tapping into is not just the financial problem, but also the generational warfare that's sort of bubbling underneath the surface. I mean, this is not just about young people, let's say in their 20s, who are upset about the coming financial crisis. It's also about just general anger at all those baby boomers out there.
Yeah, I am a card-carrying member of the boomer generation. And I am often appalled by our self-indulgence. I'm very cognizant of the fact that we are saddling future generations with terrible, terrible debt.
When you talk about self-indulgence, what do you mean?
The word yuppie seems to have gone into retirement, but I'm talking about what we used to call the yuppie mentality, you know, the obsession with having the sub-zero refrigerator because, as David Brooks says, zero just isn't cold enough. expensive cars and this and that. I think the boomer generation has elevated consumerism into an art form.
Now, as you have said, you yourself are a baby boomer. Would you care to defend your generation?
Well, you know, I haven't come to denounce my generation, but I'm just saying that I don't think it's likely that future historians are going to call us the greatest generation.
To get back to your novel for a moment.
I'm sounding very pompous, I must say. I apologize.
No, quite all right. This rather outrageous idea that maybe there should be euthanasia for people who get old to help defray the costs of the coming Social Security crisis. And I have to say, I love the phrase that your heroine, Cassandra, uses, transitioning.
Voluntary transitioning.
As they transition out of this lifetime. Spell out this modest proposal. How might this work?
Oh, well, it's an idea as absurd as Jonathan Swift's proposal that poor Irish eat their children. But as a comic device, the details are that, you know, the government would set up transitioning centers where you would go in and lie down and have piped in music and, you know, one last martini, and they stick the vein. It's sort of, you know, lethal injection with a smiley face.
Well, one thing that strikes me is that, I mean, of course, this is an absurd scenario you've created, but partly because the problems of dealing with Social Security payments seems far off. It might not seem so far off in 10 or 20 years. And who knows, maybe this voluntary transitioning won't seem so crazy at some point.
Well, unless it's fixed, this is going to be a problem at least as large as energy. I mean, there's 77 million baby boomers, and that's going to put a terrible strain. And the math, again, that you mentioned, when Social Security was enacted, there were 15 workers for every single retiree. There are now 3 workers for every retiree. Of course, in those days, we didn't live as long. The complexities of modern life, I mean, we live so long, and it costs a lot to live long, but the quality of life is, well, often not so good. By solving one problem, we seem to stumble into another. But that's, I suppose, always been the case.
Christopher Buckley, talking with Steve Paulson about his satirical novel, Boomsday.